Hello and welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. In these short recap episodes, I'm reflecting on Monday's show, doing a bit of a recap, and encouraging you to take some action as a result. This week was an interesting one because I had my daughter Jess in the office, in the studio, because it was half term and we had to give her some jobs to do, and we thought, why not interview Mum on the podcast? She was very good, actually, to be fair. She wrote her own questions with a little bit of help from the team and asked me the questions on Monday's show. So what were we talking about? We were talking all about how do you plan and write your book. We were talking about how you come up with the idea, and my suggestions were to think about who your ideal audience is, and also what is the objective of writing the book. So is it to generate sales? Is it an additional income stream that doesn't relate to anything else that you're doing? Is it to just have some big piece of content out there that you can then cut up for something else? So it was identifying who that ideal audience is and also what your objectives are for writing the book. We spoke about the importance of structuring and planning that book because it will save time when it comes to writing it. It will help to keep you on track. And one of the things that we ended up finishing on was the fact that we have the Mojo Writing Retreat, which takes place 14th to 16th of March in the Yorkshire Dales, and is going to give you that planning and also that time to actually get the book written, or it's certainly a good head start on the book. If you are interested in coming along and joining us for that retreat, you will find the details in the show notes. If you can't make those dates, appreciate it is quite soon, but big fan of taking action straight away, then it might be that you drop me a message and ask to go on the wait list for future dates. But that planning time is everything, because if you spend time planning out your book, putting it into some kind of order where you know roughly at a high level what the flow is going to be, what the content looks like, what those topics are, then you will find it easier to write the book itself. There is a school of thought that says you can write 1,000 words per hour once you have done that planning. Now, when I say that number to people, sometimes they look at me horrified, but I've written 3 books. And I can tell you that that is very accurate. Once you are at that point where you've done that planning and you've put that effort in up front, you can write really fast, trust me. The extra time comes when you then need to have it copy edited and proofread and formatted and all those things. But in terms of getting that first manuscript done, you can get it together fairly quickly. Jess asked me about writer's block, and I was very honest in saying that I have had that, but it tends to have been the circumstances around me. Another reason why a writing retreat would be great, because you're going to be away from distractions. You are going to get hopefully guidance and feedback from people as well. So, you know, I definitely recommend a retreat to kind of get your head in the zone in the first place. Another thing that we spoke about was a writing routine. So for me, I'm an early bird all day long. God, I'm an early bird. I would really struggle to write in the evening. I don't think I'm creative. I think I'm quite forgetful in the evenings and just lose my train of thought very easily. So for me, it would always be early mornings is the best time. So if you can factor that in and work around your preferred schedule, you're probably going to write better and also be more productive. So that would be a big thing. And then the final thing that we got talking about was marketing. And there's no point in writing a book to sell it, if that's what you want to do, without coming up with a marketing plan, because the reality is that you can't just pop a book on Amazon and people will find it. Now, you will get a bit of that, but you want to give it a bit of help, so you need to think about the marketing. And if you go back and listen to a previous episode that we did, I think it was called Banging Book Launches, but I did do an episode with Ava a few months ago where we were talking about some of the things that we did for my book launch, and I would definitely recommend having a very specific marketing plan in the lead up to and the week of your book release. So definitely worth investing some time in that planning and having some sort of a launch week where you can generate lots of activity online, whether you do an in-person event. It is worth doing, because then your book will do really well in that first week of launch. There we have it. That was Monday's episode. As I said, if you missed out, go back and take a listen. My take action for this week is got to be linked to books and getting your idea out there. If you have an idea, awesome. my challenge is going to be to firm up a working title for your book, or maybe even take that action, get booked onto the writing retreat and make some progress in actually getting those words down on paper. I say paper, it's a laptop, isn't it? But you know what I mean. So if that's where you're at, come and join us, or have a think about what you can commit to making progress with that book. If you're still at that idea stage where you're like, I feel like I should write a book, or I want to write a book, more importantly, but you don't really know what your idea is, or it's very high level and you haven't quite mastered that, then maybe use the tool that I referred to, which was Answer the Public. And that is a great tool that you can use. There's a free package. I think you get maybe 3 or 5 goes of it a day before it wants to start charging you. But that is a really cool tool to throw up questions that people are asking on Google around a particular topic. So say your topic is leadership development. You might just put in the words leadership development into Answer the Public, and it will throw up all the questions that people ask about that topic. And I think that's going to be helpful for generating some ideas around the kind of content that you could include in the book, or maybe even the title and the subject of your book. So have a go with playing around with that if that is where you are at. A couple of take action points that will be relevant to everyone wherever you are on your book journey. As always, let me know how you get on, and I'll see you for the main show next Monday.